The ice at Canal Side will be closing up for the season in the coming days. Here to talk a little bit more about it from the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation, Sam Hoyt. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jay.
All right. It has been busy down there. I got to see it myself on one cold night back in December. It was packed there. The line was out to the street. What about it, though? Are there some hard numbers about the level of activity that's been going on at the ice at Canal Side?
It appears that our final numbers will be in excess of 50,000 skaters. In fact, we've broken that mark already, and with the final weekend coming up, we're hoping to get hundreds and hundreds more.
This weekend, warm weather could be an issue. On the other side of the coin, at times it got extremely cold. Did that bring down the numbers at all, or did everything continue to bounce back as the season progressed?
You know what's kind of cool? If you go to the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation website, you'll see that on our website there is a live camera where you can look at what's going on at the rinks. And I would do that regularly, particularly on extreme temperature days, both when it was warm and when it was cold. And truthfully, yeah, it did taper off when we were sub-zero. We actually closed the rinks, I think, on one day, maybe two, because we just didn't think it was safe for our employees to be, you know, out in the cold when it's 10, 15 degrees below zero. But, you know, Buffalonians are hardy souls, and even when it was 10 degrees, you would find that there were hundreds of skaters out there all day.
You know, it's interesting you say that Buffalonians are hardy souls, and that most certainly gets borne out to each and every one of these winters. But at the same time, do you feel that maybe that this particular symbol in downtown Buffalo is maybe even leading to more of an embrace of our weather by the local folks?
Well, that's what we're trying to accomplish. You know, we want Buffalonians to not be in denial that we're a cold weather town, and we want people to know that during the winter months, there are fun activities that they can enjoy beyond heading to the ski slopes.
I think you would have an interesting perspective on this because you were in the assembly back when all the conversation about that region of downtown Buffalo was initialized and some of the different proposals that have come through the years, and now it's all starting to crystallize. What about that? Can you maybe reflect on that a little bit and what was maybe thought about 15 or 20 years ago and where we are today?
Well, it's incredible to see the progress. It's you know, if you think about the Horizon Waterfront Commission that was established 20 years ago to focus on development of the waterfront and all the fits and starts that we've seen with little progress. Jay, about 8 years ago, the area that we now call Canal Side was fenced off, overgrown gravel parking lot that nobody would have ever dreamed of going to enjoy the waterfront. Fast forward to today, and not only are we seeing such enormous success at Canal Side, but Governor Cuomo created a state park. We now have a waterfront state park in the city of Buffalo. And so it's, you know, a lot of people said, I'll never see it in my lifetime.
Right.
And today, people are excited and proud of the waterfront in Buffalo.
Sam Hoyt of the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation, thanks very much for joining us.
Great talking to you, Jay.